that we have to acknowledge him, the God of the heavens and the earth, the God of the universe, the God who said, let there be light, and there was light, and the light dispelled the darkness. And we are so thankful tonight that we are walking with God Almighty. We are walking with His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. We are so thankful for the blessed Holy Spirit, who continues to guide us into all truth. And here tonight, just listening to the testimonies, I want you to realize, friends, these are the days when we need to walk with Christ. He will comfort us, He will protect us, and He will lead us into all truth. Praise His wonderful name. We thank God for those testimonies tonight, which tells us that God is good. He is real. He is eternal. Praise His wonderful name. He is almighty. He is the God of hosts. Praise God. There is no other king like Him. God is a great king above all kings of the earth and gods of the earth. There is no other God before Him. Praise His wonderful name. And this we must continue to testify. Testimonies like these tonight, oh, we need to tell it out, that others can realize that the God that we serve is very much alive. Praise His wonderful name. He is eternal. He's our eternal Father. Praise God. He never fail us yet. Praise His name. And we are so thankful for this tonight. We've been concentrating on the darkness that is fast covering the world today. When we listen to the various news on the television or radio or our phone, we find that there is spiritual darkness that is covering our land today. And I want you to know the reason for that. The reason is that we have turned away as a people. We have turned away from God Almighty. We have turned away from the God who created the heavens and the earth. We have turned away from the God who said, let there be light. And there was light. And the darkness was dispelled. Praise His wonderful name. Yes, friends, tonight we must walk with Him. The psalmist David says, who a shepherd boy became the second king of Israel. And he lifted up his voice and he said, and many of us know this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restore my soul. But listen to this, He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk now, friends, through the valley of the shadow of death. You see, friends, David was able to testify like you all are testifying here tonight. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why, friends? Because he was with David, who protected him from the lion, from the bear, who protected him like a shepherd, who lead him in the path of righteousness, who took him through the valley of the shadow of death. Listen to the testimonies tonight, friends. We hear of rapists, who would probably destroy your life. But then, friends, God was with you, because He is the light, and He sees everything. And I want to encourage this congregation here tonight that we must look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the one who will guide us into all truth. And as David says, hey, do you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he is with us, friends. He is with us. If we walk with him and he with us, then we need not be afraid. Praise God, because he is the light. Jesus, speaking to the multitude, said, I am the light of the world. Praise his name.
Yeah.
And we are so thankful that we have Jesus within our hearts tonight. Praise God. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. He lives within your heart, those of you who are testifying tonight of his goodness. Yes, he lives within us, friends. And he will protect us and guide us into all truth. Praise his name. The world today is crying out. The scriptures that we have just read earlier on, from Isaiah chapter 9, here again, the Messianic prophet is testifying a people that are in spiritual darkness, saying here that those that walk in darkness will see a great light. And I want you to know tonight that the light of this world is Jesus. With all the darkness that is around us, it brings fear. And I want you to know, friends, that as we turn the pages over from time to time, we see where the Word of God is telling us, fear not. Fear not. I just want to take you to the book of Genesis. Let's think of Adam and Eve. The Bible tells us that God created them. He blew the breath of life, and he was with them, because the Word of God says he walked with them in the cool of the day. He walks with them. God provides for each and every one of us. The sun, who gives light by day, and the moon, who gives light by night, and he also made the stars, praise his name, for us to be protected at all times. But then Adam and Eve failed God by listening to the spirit of death, the spirit of darkness, the one who brings fear to us, and that's the devil. He's called a dragon. He's called a serpent. Yes, friends, he brings fear to us at all times. But if we walk with God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and with the blessed Holy Spirit, he will guide us into all truth. Praise his wonderful name. He will protect us, as the psalmist says. Yes, many of us testify tonight of God protecting us. And this is what the world needs tonight, because the world is in darkness. The world needs God. We have turned away from God, who is the light. We have turned away from his Son, the Good Shepherd, the light of the world. We have turned away from him, and now what we see? Fear. People are living in fear. People are living in darkness, spiritual darkness, not only in this country, but all over the world today. Why? Because we have turned away from God. We have turned our backs upon God, and we no longer walk with God, but we walk with men. Bible tells us, friends, the hearts of men are deceitful and desperately wicked. We just heard it a while ago in the testimonies. Yes, and we have to be careful, friend. The hearts of men are deceitful and desperately wicked. Look, every night we go to bed, as we listen to the news the following morning, we hear of how many people got shot through the course of the night. Yes. hear of wars and rumors of wars. Hundreds of people are dying, friends. Why? Because of hatred, bitterness, envy, malice. All these things are in the hearts of men and women, and our boys and girls too are suffering because they too are walking in darkness. We no longer send our children to Sunday school. They no longer go to church. Our children don't know what Easter is all about. They don't know what Christmas is all about. They just know it as a holiday. But thank God, friends, for Jesus. We thank him that he is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And this world is walking in darkness. And how we need Christ. How we need the light of the world. How we need to embrace God. Put our hands in his hand. The word of God tells us that there is strength in his right arm. Put your hand in the hand of Jesus tonight. In the hand of God. And let him lead the way for us. Let me take you quickly. The scriptures, the word of God says here in Matthew chapter 4. And as you read from chapter 9, the word of God tells us that the people that sat in darkness, that's what the Messianic prophet was sharing with the people, giving them hope. Isn't that something? Giving them hope. The people today needs hope. We can have hope in God. As chapter 9 verse 2 says here, the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Yes. But then, oh, I love verse 6 down to verse 8. The word of God says, and I'll read it, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon him, his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Praise his wonderful name. Yes, friends, the Savior, he's a wonderful Savior. Would you embrace him tonight as your Savior? But then, Messianic prophet didn't stop at that. He's comforting the people. He went on to say, his name shall be called Counselor. Yes. The Mighty God. I just spoke of God as the Mighty God. Yes, he is. He's not just mighty. He's almighty. Praise his wonderful name. And he's also the God of hosts. Yes. As I went on to say, that he's wonderful. He's our Counselor. He's a Mighty God. And I like this. He's the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Tonight, friends, the world is seeking for peace, but they cannot find it because they have walked away from God. God and his Son, Christ Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, who will protect us and guide us at all times. Would you walk with him tonight? Listen, the word of God tells us over in Matthew chapter 4. And this again, we see here in verse 16. Scripture says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And then which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. And then verse 17, friends. Listen to this. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Tonight, I want you to know, because there's a lot I can tell you about the God that we testify about, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who said, let there be light, and there was light. And oh, he said that it was good. He gave us three lights, the sun, the moon, and the stars in the heavens, praise God, so that all could enjoy the fullness and the beauty of his creation. Tonight, friends, yes, would you look at God by faith and see him? He spoke, and the word of God says he dispelled darkness. Are you walking in darkness tonight? Are you fearful to go out in the days or in the nights? Are you fearful when you go to bed? Why not have a talk with God? He wants to protect you. He wants to guide you. He wants to meet your need and to drive away all fear. But Jesus is saying to you tonight, come, those of you that are troubled, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Oh, friends, all around us today, people are walking in fear. Our children are fearful. Our young people are fearful. Crime, suicide, the rapists, as you have heard earlier on, all these things they're afraid of. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, place of protection and shelter. Yes, friends, he gives light. Oh, how we are so thankful for the sun. How beautiful it is when it's rising in the mornings in the east. It's the creation of God. When we look at the moon, how beautiful it is. Give us light by night. And oh, the stars. The word of God tells us, friends, that there are so many stars up there. We don't know them, but we have a God who knows the names of all the stars that in the heavens. And he knows your name too. Oh, oh, praise God. What a God we have. He knows your name. And I want you, Joyce, or Dorothy, I want you to know that God knows your name. He knows where you are, John, or Philip. He knows where you are tonight. Is there fear in your heart? Why not come to him? Come to me, all ye that labor and I am laden, and I will give you rest. I'll give you peace that passeth all understanding. You can find peace in him tonight. I must take you to the scriptures that I want to share with you here tonight. When you think of the goodness of Jesus, when you think of the goodness of the creator of the heavens and the earth, God Almighty, a mighty God, our everlasting Father. Yes, friends, he is the light. God like for us to just look at what the scripture says here in 1 John chapter 1. I like this John writing to the church, and this is what he had to say to them. And he sent it to us tonight in 1 John chapter 1. Listen what John had to say. Bring comfort. Yes. Scripture says here, and I read it. I have a few scriptures that I want to take you to tonight. John chapter 1. The Word of God says here, God is light. Chapter 1 and verse. This then is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, and that we are doing tonight, that the God of light, in him is no darkness at all. No. The God of light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Yes, friends. David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For there are many in our world today that are walking in fear. There are many today that don't know what to do. Well, here the Word of God is telling us, friends, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Would you walk with him, friends? He wants to walk with you. As the songwriter says, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I'm a fool. He wants to walk with you tonight. He wants to have fellowship with you tonight. Yes, friends, would you walk with him? Let me take you back to Genesis. The scripture says Adam and Eve walked with God in the cool of the day. But then what happened? Sin drove them away from God. They were hiding away from God. Are you tonight hiding? I have news for you. The Holy Spirit knows where you are tonight. If you would only just cry out and ask for him to have mercy upon you, cry out to him. Because he knows where you are. The Bible tells us, friends, that Adam and Eve was hiding away from God. Why? Because the serpent had deceived them. He's called a dragon. Yes, friends, the prince of darkness. That's what he is. The prince of death. And I want you to know, friends, that Jesus is offering us life. God gave us his son that we can have life everlasting. We don't have to hide from God like Adam and Eve did. God is looking for you tonight, friends, just like how he was looking for Adam and Eve. Where are you, Adam? Where are you, Eve? Tonight he's saying, Dorothy, where are you? John, where are you? Come. Come and have fellowship with me. Come, I will take you into the light that you can drive away the fear. That's what light does. Light dispels darkness, which speaks of death. Tonight, friends, scripture tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All those of us who are walking in darkness, friends, Jesus is the light of the world. God is light. No longer need to walk in fear if you are walking with God. Listen what the Word of God says here in Romans chapter 6. How much we need to know that, friends. Romans chapter 6 tells us here, we must understand that God isn't willing that any should perish, but that all of us should have everlasting life. Romans chapter 6, and the scripture says here, and I'll read for you. Verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. Notice that. The wages of sin is death. We find our young people, their children, no longer reverence their mothers and their fathers. This is what God says. Young people, tonight, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long. Yes. If you would only have respect for God, honor your mother and your father. It is so sad to hear sons and daughters are destroying, killing their parents. But then the scripture tells us here, friends, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise his name. I must take you to the scripture that I love so much. I'm going to spend some time with it here. John 3, the word of God tells us, friends, for God loves you, John. He loves you, Dorothy. Monica, he cares for you too. He's looking for you. Just like how we went looking for Adam and Eve. Yes, he's looking for you. Where are you? You're hiding? He's saying to you, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Bible tells us, and I'm going to read from John chapter 3, because this I like so much, and I must share it with you tonight. John chapter 3. Jesus, the beautiful story. Jesus was talking to a man called Nicodemus. A religious man he was. You might be here tonight saying, I go to church, but I still don't know Christ as Lord and Savior. You might be saying, I never go to church. Yes, friends, he's telling you to come. Come and find rest with him. Listen to what the scripture says, and I'm going to read it for you now. John 3 and verse 16, I'm going to read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's not all. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God don't want to condemn you, Jane. Paul, God don't want to condemn you. No, let me read it again for you. For God sent not his Son, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Who is the Son of God? The Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, friends, he gave his life that you can have everlasting life. He paid the price for sin, which I've read earlier on. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. The word of God says here, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because because their deeds are evil. We heard of the evil men earlier on in the testimonies. There are so many evil men and women that are walking around the world today. Why? Because they have turned their backs upon God. They are walking in darkness. And I want you to understand tonight, friends, that God isn't willing that any should perish. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil.
Yeah.
Are you numbered among those, the evil ones? Are you? Listen to the scriptures. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Oh, yes. Are you stumbling in darkness because your deeds are evil? Tonight, friends, Jesus loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, you like darkness. It's a fearful experience to be walking in the darkness. Yes, friends, Jesus is the light of the world. Would you walk with him tonight? Would you find peace? Would you look for peace? Jesus is calling you, come. Come to him now. But he that doeth truth to the light. And his deeds may be manifest.
Yes.
That they are brought in God.
Yes.
In who, friends? Not in the politicians, not in the teachers, not in the friends that are walking in darkness. In God.
Yes.
Would you walk tonight? Would you have fellowship with him tonight and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? Would you? I'm going to encourage you now. Let go. Let God have his way in your life. Are you fearful about tomorrow? Are you fearful about tonight? Are you fearful of what will happen to you? You're bearing your life. You're running away from the evil one, which is the enemy of our souls. That's Satan, the devil. He's called a serpent. He's called a dragon. Tonight, friends, come to Jesus, who is the light of the world. Praise God. Come to him tonight. Find life in Christ Jesus. Let me take you again back to the Word of God before I come to a close. Scripture tells us here, friends, that we must come to him and find fellowship with him. The Scripture tells us, in 1 John again, I take you back. 1 John, because I'm going to close on that subject. 1 John, the Word of God tells us here. In 1 John chapter 2, listen to what the Scripture says. Chapter 2. The Word of God says, verse 11. But he that hated his brother is in darkness. I have never seen, with all my many years growing up, I have never seen so much hatred in our world today. Listen to what the scripture says. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness. Have you think of the many people that you so often say you hate? I have news for you. You are walking in darkness. That's why you don't have love within your heart. If you walk with Jesus, where the Word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his Son, then you'll be walking in the light. But here John is saying, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Oh, I'm going to close on this note here. The scripture tells us, friends, that Jesus is walking along the way. There were so many people following, the scripture says, the multitude was following. There was a woman with the issue of blood touch the Savior, and she was made whole. But then there is another man sitting on the wayside, and he heard that Jesus was coming along the way, and he inquired, and he cried out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. What happened, friends? He was sitting in darkness for a long time. He could not see, but he heard that the Son of God, who is the light of the world, was passing by. And so he cried out. I sometimes wonder if that young man used to go to Sunday school, the way in which he addressed Jesus. He said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Think of that. How about you, young man? How about you, young woman? How about you, man, who is trying to satisfy that thirst within you by constant drinking and drugs, pornography? Listen. This man sitting there in darkness, he says, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. He cried out the second time, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. But you know, friends, the darkness was so thick. Oh, he couldn't allow the God of light to pass him by. He couldn't allow Jesus to pass him by, who is the light of the world. He cried out again a third time, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. Tonight, friend, at your cry, Jesus will stop and listen. And he's calling you tonight. If you're crying out, he's hearing your cry. And he's calling you. He called the blind man. The blind man came forth, and Jesus, the Son of God, asked him, what would you have me to do for you? The blind man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Tonight, friends, because of the darkness that you're walking in, you're not able to see. Everything you do, you don't see anything wrong with it. You don't see anything wrong in hating this person. You don't see anything wrong in stealing. You don't see anything wrong in lying. You don't see anything wrong in killing. You don't see anything wrong, friends. The because you cannot see or walk in darkness. What would you have me to do for you? Says Jesus. He's talking to you tonight. What would you have me to do for you? Lord, that I will get rid of these drugs that I'm involved in. Oh, pornography. Oh, I just love to rape. Oh, I love adultery and fornication. All the evil things I'm involved in. Lord, that I might receive my sight, that I can see that the things I'm doing is wrong. The Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, said to the blind man, receive your sight. Receive your sight. Jesus made him whole again, and he was able to see. Tonight, friends, you're saying you don't see anything wrong in the way in which you're living. You don't see anything wrong in telling a lie every now and again. You don't see anything wrong in stealing and killing. It's because you're blind spiritually. The blind man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. But my friends, young man, young woman, middle-aged men and women, the teachers, the leaders of various countries all over don't see anything wrong with what they're doing because you are blind spiritually.
Yes.
Would you come to him now? Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. He will take you out of your darkness and lead you into his marvelous light. Praise God, with eyes closed and heads bowed. Good night, friends. If you are here, you are hearing my voice, you've heard the testimonies earlier on of the goodness of God. You too can have a testimony like those that you've heard earlier on. He's here to help you, friends. He's here to take you out of darkness and lead you into this marvelous light.
Yes.
He gave us the sun. He gave us the moon. And he gave us the stars to rule over his creation. He wants to rule over your life tonight and take you out of darkness where you can have the sun shine in your heart and in your life, where the moon and the stars, what beauty to look at, will shine in your life. Praise his wonderful name. Would you say, Pastor, please pray with me and for me? I would like to accept Christ. I'd like to come out of this darkness that I've found myself in. Will you pray with me and for me? I'm going to encourage you, friends. We're going to pray with you and for you. But the Word of God says, when Jesus lifts up his voice, he cried out, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes.
I'm telling you tonight, friends, those of you who are in darkness, why not repent of your sins? Repent for all the things that you have done in the past. Repent for those things that you're planning to do tonight. Repent tonight and be converted, every one of you. Would you repent? Jesus lifts lift up his voice and he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John the Baptist, he too cried out to the multitudes that came to him by the river Jordan. What they heard, that they should repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse. Jesus, the Son of God, is now at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, making intercession for you. He's saying to his Heavenly Father, have mercy on these young people who are committing suicide, who are committing murder. Have mercy upon them. Have mercy, my God, and let them have your love and your light shining within them. Have mercy upon them. That's the Savior we have, friends. He's a merciful Savior. Praise God. He wants to forgive you of your sins tonight. Come, he says. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. But how can I forget that woman that was so thirsty? Oh, she was ready to drink of the water that Jesus was going to give her. He offered her water. Yes, a water that she would never thirst again. You too can have that water. Yes, friends, Jesus will give you peace, joy, love, happiness, and most of all, his light will be in you, because he will be living in you if you would only just repent of your sins tonight. God, forgive those that are hearing my voice tonight. Holy Spirit, speak to their hearts, we pray, and that they would surrender their lives to you now and find the peace that passes all understanding in you. Save them, we pray. Help them to understand that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. With eyes closed and heads bowed, I'm going to ask tonight, is there one or two or three middle-aged person in our midst, a young person, a husband or a wife? Young people, children, you're hearing my voice tonight. You say, Pastor, please pray with me and for me. I am walking in darkness. I want the light of Christ to be in me. And I'll fear no evil because you are with me. Will you raise your hand and say, Pastor, pray with me and for me tonight? Would you bow your heart to him and surrender your life to him now? Asking the Lord to come within your heart now and save you from your sins. Save you from the darkness that you're traveling in day after day. Is there one or two or three? Raise your hand saying, please pray with me and for me now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, you see all those that are here tonight, wherever they may be. Oh God, they are hearing my voice. Lord, we know that the blessed Holy Spirit is speaking to their hearts just now. I do pray, Lord, that they would surrender their lives to you. Give them everlasting life tonight, we pray. I surrender their lives to you. You give in exchange light and life. Praise God. Cleanse them now from all sins, we beg of you, and make them whole. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Master, you take over now. Praise us, my Lord.
Thank you very much, Pastor Fiani, for ministering to our hearts tonight, telling us about